Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification with me, your host, John Ossipinski. It's very important that we all understand that we need to detox our bodies. And we have a system in our body that can help us. It's the lymphatic system. And it's something that we really ignore. I have been working with the lymphatic system to help most health problems for over 25 years. Anxiety is a large global problem affecting children, teens, and adults. And we are missing how anxiety is about a toxic body and brain. Because it's not just about anxious that we feel in our brain. It's about the physical problems we feel in our body, the tight chest, the palpitations, the joint pain, the digestive discomfort, the butterflies in the stomach. These are all due to toxicity because our lymphatic system isn't working. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help anxiety by reducing this toxicity. Thankfully, there is an important lymph-brain connection that can be used to help how we feel mentally and physically. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department in 1991, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned physicians who use their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, published in 2006, and my on-demand virtual course, you can get it now, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, explain how we're filling with cellular waste. Most importantly, I give you steps to follow to improve your lymphatic system and health, something that we all need to know how to do. Understanding this myth science, I develop body work called Lymph Practic that I use in Scottsdale, Arizona. I tune up your lymphatic system over a few weeks. It improves circulation and natural detoxification of cellular waste, and you feel more relaxed in your body and mind than you have felt in a long time. And this happens from the first session. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world. I understand science of the lymphatic system, the body sewage treatment system that everyone needs to know to have a healthy and happy life. I think we all have felt some anxiety at some time in our lives. The butterflies in the abdomen, the sweaty palms before doing a speech, these are all normal reactions to stress. Anxiety takes over your life when this reaction becomes out of control. Anxiety is a feeling of uneasiness and worry, usually generalized and unfocused as an overreaction to a situation. It is often accompanied by muscle tension, restlessness, fatigue, and problems in concentration. So again, as I said, it's more than just affecting our brain. At times, some anxiety is needed. But when experiencing regularly and an extreme anxiety, this can take over your life. It is known that anxiety disorders likely develop from a complex set of factors, including brain chemistry, personality, and life events. Meaning everything you have experienced in life can play a role in why you have your anxiety. But remember, it's even about the foods we eat, right? That's how the chemistry changes in our body or the supplements we take. According to research, a large missed part of anxiety disorders is the buildup of cellular waste. When the lymphatic system cannot clean the body and brain efficiently, we fill with parts of cells or cells that aren't breaking up. Researchers recently found that obese mice had anxiety. They reduced senescent zombie cells, and again, we all have these, in the mice, and the anxiety went away. Now, this is something we should all be excited about. So we have to learn how to reduce cellular waste to gain control over how we feel. In this research, they gave the mice chemo agent and quercetin. But we don't want to be taking a chemo agent. There are much better ways. Just activating the lymphatic system can help to reduce cellular waste. So I believe you can gain more control over cellular waste like senescent cells. And remember, these are just cells that haven't gone through their normal death of apoptosis, right? They aren't being taken up by the body. They're not being dissolved. So they just float around and get trapped. And when this happens, they create inflammation. So we all have a tiny network of vessels and nodes called a lymphatic system that helps to clean your skin, muscles, bones, organs, blood vessels, nerves, and brain. When it isn't working efficiently, you can fill with cellular waste that affects how you feel mentally and physically. unfortunately, when you think of helping anxiety or depression or panic attacks, you don't think about the lymphatic system, and neither does your medical system. And that's a problem. We have to use the lymphatic system, a system that's meant to clean us, to reduce cellular waste to help anxiety. So why is cellular waste building in the body and brain? Research has recently found a missed root cause of Alzheimer's. They found that an acidic brain cell called an astrocyte can't clean itself when it becomes slightly acidic. So when a cell can't clean itself, it becomes toxic. And that's really what's happening in all of our problems, all of our health problems. So you're made up of over 100 trillion cells that group together to form everything in your body and brain. This toxicity in the cells is occurring in every health problem, from tight muscles, tight chest, difficulty breathing, restless leg syndrome, tingling in the body, digestive issues, eye pain, and these are only a few of the symptoms you may feel. But these symptoms occur due to an imbalance in the cell. Understand that. We really don't think of our body as a cellular being. We just think of it as a body. But we are live cells that make up everything in your body. So wherever you have the least circulation, you will have more cellular waste and toxicity. So it can happen in your joints, in your heart, in your abdomen, in your brain. And to help anxiety, we must understand how to balance pH in the body, because when we get toxic, we become acidic. And even though there are hundreds of books written about this, it's missed in the idea of health in the medical field and in the general public's idea. So we all have to understand pH, which is the percentage of hydrogen in a solution. When you have more hydrogen, it's a more acidic solution. More alkaline, it's more of a hydroxide, meaning you have oxygen and hydrogen. And we need oxygen in our solution, in our body, in our blood, in our tissues, in our fluids. When we don't have oxygen, then we have too much acidity, and it's constricting everything. So it's important to check your pH with a saliva and urine pH test strips. The pH scale goes from 0 to 14. Below 7 is acidic. Above 7 is alkaline. And we want to be anywhere between 6.5 and 7.5. We know that 7 is in balance, and we want to be right around that. So the body should always be moving one way to the other, but often it's not. People are often trapped in an acidic, sometimes 100 times more acidic than they're supposed to be. And that's where we have a problem. So test your pH with pH test strips after fasting for 2 hours. You can have water up to an hour before, because if we don't have water, then it's going to make you acidic. So even though we don't want any food, no smoking, no brushing your teeth, nothing by mouth for 2 hours, 90 minutes, we can have a little water up to an hour before. I like pH test strips by Voxa, V-A-X-A International. They are very easy to read. When you have an acidic pH, the cells in the body constrict, limiting their ability to detox. And that's so important to understand, that when you're acidic, and most of us are, we spend billions of dollars on antacids and proton pump inhibitors, so we know there's an acid problem. When you're acidic, your cells constrict, meaning your body tightens. Please get that visual in your head. So we want to balance our pH, which relaxes the cells, which helps to improve lymph flow and blood circulation. And that's how we reduce cellular waste, by improving detoxification. So the lymphatic system is a whole secondary system similar to the blood vessels that complete circulation in the body. So if the lymphatic system is not working efficiently, circulation through any part of the body can be compromised. And there's an important lymph-brain connection that you must understand if you want to help how you feel and think. In 2015, researchers found lymphatic vessels in the brain. This is a direct lymph-brain connection that can be used to reduce pressure and feelings of anxiety. In 2017, researchers found a major outflow of cerebrospinal fluid out of the brain is through lymphatic vessels. So that really is important to understand, that the lymphatic system maintains the brain. So there's no doubting the lymphatic plays a large role in maintaining the health of the brain. The lymphatic system helps to reabsorb cerebrospinal fluid and cellular waste like senescent cells. And there are many types of cellular waste, amyloids. It's just they are basically making little deposits and limiting circulation. Before I tell you what you can do to maintain your lymphatic system to help anxiety, depression, and panic attacks, and really most health problems, let me explain how I can help you in my office here in Scottsdale, Arizona, with sessions of Lymphopractic. I developed Lymphopractic because I understand the problem. We're filling with cellular waste. Research is showing this. Many diseases have been linked to cellular waste. So over a few sessions, I tune up your lymphatic system to boost your immune system and natural detoxification of cellular waste. Lymphopractic will make you feel more relaxed in your body and mind than you have felt in a long time. Many people tell me they feel euphoric during my session. Some say, oh, I almost fell asleep, when in actuality, they really got into a deep sleep and didn't even realize it. If you live outside of Arizona, contact me for lymphatic system health coaching over the phone or Skype. I promise from the first session I will make a difference in your life. Check out my on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life. 7 lessons with 30 easy activities to help you understand how to help you learn to gently detox and maintain your lymphatic system. And this is really something we need to be teaching kids from the age of 5. So to help anxiety and associated symptoms, you have to improve the lymphatic system. Start thinking about gentle detoxification. You know, and really have to think about it every day, lymphatic system detoxification. And when you're not feeling good and you have anxiety, you don't want to do a big detox. That's going to make a lot more symptoms, and it's probably could even overwhelm your lymphatic system and health further. So we want to start slow, right? It's much safer to start with small steps and begin to clean up your diet of processed foods that might be adding to your acidity and toxicity. So look at what foods you eat. Are they acid or alkaline forming in the body? There's a PDF of an acid-alkaline food chart on the bottom of my homepage at healthylymphsystem.com. For a few weeks, limit processed foods. This isn't for your whole life, guys. I eat everything, but I take 3 or 4 days a week and I clean up, and it makes a difference. And every week you're learning to clean up. But if you have a serious problem, you may have to clean up for a few weeks, and you will definitely see a difference. So clean up. Stop eating pasta, bread, meat, soy, alcohol, soda, tea, red meat, and soy proteins. Eat more of an alkaline diet. Eat more fruits, vegetables, alkaline nuts, and seeds. Make sure you're well hydrated. People don't realize that when we're dehydrated, the lymph can become like glue in your system. That means it can't clean cellular waste. Magnesium is a miracle mineral that helps to balance pH in the cells. Most people take magnesium at night to sleep better. Well, if you take it during the day a few more times, you'll feel much more relaxed during the day. And one thing I have to warn you, anytime you begin to change your diet and supplements and activate your lymphatic system, meaning anytime you go to improve your health, you may feel more of your symptoms. It's just common sense, because when you improve your health, you're removing cellular waste out of your body, and it has to affect you for a little while. And as the body deals with it, you feel better. But you have to go through this process of feeling a little detox reaction. But magnesium is such a simple supplement that everybody should be taking, anywhere from 8 to 1,000 milligrams or 600 to 1,000 milligrams every day. Stretching is so important. We need daily light exercise to move blood through your body. If you're not moving your blood, then this toxicity is just staying there. Good posture, deep breathing. But the most important thing is receiving Lymphopractic or learning how to self-lymphatic drain your own body. These are important things to have you gain control over your health. In my office, I put clients through 3 to 4 weeks of lymphatic drainage sessions once a week, maybe once or twice. We do it twice a week. But it changes their life from the first session. My goal is to create a tsunami, a big wave through the body and brain that helps to reduce the buildup of cellular waste that is limiting your circulation and affecting how you feel. Clients feel improved circulation and tingling in their body and brain during a session. This is improved circulation, guys. Most importantly, they feel much more relaxed after the session. You can also learn to help improve your health with self-lymphatic drainage. In my virtual course, it's something you can get right now, and it's something you'll have and be able to do for the rest of your life. We all need to know how to gain control over our lymphatic system. If I can help you understand how to help how you feel and think, contact me at healthylymphsystem.com. Next show will be on how to lose weight by improving the lymphatic system. I've lost over 40 to 50 pounds and have kept it off for 12 years by understanding this science. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. Tell someone about our website, healthylymphsystem.com. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification with me, your host, John Osipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.